pasach chol v'shem b'nei elim. From this we see that always comes first, because who are the b'nei elim? Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Now, what's the next pasach? What's the next bracha? The next pasach? All right. So, u'menayin shomrim gevuros, and how do we know that we recite gevuros, which is the name of the second bracha? You know, ato gibor, and so on. So shemema, because the pasuk says, "Who are the shem kavod v'oz?" Right? Ascribe unto God glory and strength. So glory and strength. So somebody indicates gevur. Okay. U'menayin shomrim kedushos, and how do we know that what comes after that is the kedusha? Right? Shemema, as it is written, Hovav Hashem Kavod Shemo Hishtachlo Hashem Hadras Kodesh. So, as we see from that passage, what? That we should give unto God glory, in other words, praise God for His glorious name, and bow down unto God in the beauty of holiness. And you see Kodesh right over there. So therefore, so far we have the right order for Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, right? I mean for the first part, the second person, okay. Always Gevuros and Kedushas, or Kedushas Hashem. Now, Lomar Bina Achar Kedusha, what is the reason that we should recite the Bracha for praising God for giving us understanding, you know, Atochenu Das, right? We praise God, you know, who grants us Bina, day of the Haskel, understanding, knowledge, etc. And what does it come right after Kedusha? Shenema. We have a Pasuk. Pasuk of the Shayori. It says, V'higdishu es Kedusha Yaakov, Yesanahe Yisrael Yaritzu. First of all, what are they doing? They are sanctifying the Holy One of Jacob, not sort of Beidishalaylam, the God of Israel they give praise to, the Samachlay, and then it's followed by a pasuk which says, V'yadu to'ei ruach bina, and those who are lost in their spirits will achieve understanding. Alright, so we see that understanding, bina, comes right after Kedusha. Good. Amaro lomat shuvach bina. The Bina means understanding. Right. Okay. Right. And why did they decide, you know, to have the bracha of repentance, you know? Which is, you know, the Baal wrote that it's a Shuva, right? Why did they want that particular bracha to follow after the bracha for understanding? Dissiv, because it's written, Yovin, right? His heart will understand, and then he will return, and then he'll repent, right? And he will be healed. So they say, okay, if that's the case, that's the pasuk that you're quoting to me. So they know for Basra did Shuva, then in that case, why don't, after we say a Rezim Shuva, follow it with what? With Refa'enu Ad Hashem and Rofe, right? Since the pasuk would indicate Veshuva Rofalei. So he says, Losach Kodatek. No, that's not what we are stressing over here. They see it because it's written, V'yashuva Ad Hashem Yachamehu, right? Let him return unto God, and God will have mercy upon him. V'yelolahinu unto our God, ki yad b'nisleach, because God will give great forgiveness. So therefore, that's the reason why we have what? We have slicha, in other words, the, you know, slachlim l'avidu, right? Right. Why do we have that? And so the answer is because after he returns to God, then God will forgive him. My chazis, and for what reason do you assert the samcha, the samachta, right, that you draw your inference from this pasuk? Smochaha, maybe you should draw your inference from a different pasuk. Aroksav Krachrina, alright? There is a different pasuk which says what? Right? That God forgives all your sins, and Aroksav Krachrina, right? And He will heal all your illnesses. Hagor Meshachas Hayachi, and then God will redeem your life from from the grave. Okay, so the Meimra, if that's the case, based upon this pasuk, Digeru Afur Basas Lichahi, from this we determine that what? That we have first Geula, in other words, Goal Yisrael, right? Followed by Rifa'enu, right? And they have to come where? They have to come after the prayer for forgiveness, right? The Hoksiv, but it's written the Shover Ophele. Then we just quote before a different passage which says that after you do tshuva, then you'll be healed. In other words, that Rifa'enu should come right after. We're not talking about healing from illnesses, but rather we're talking about the fact that forgiveness also is a refuah. In other words, it also brings healing to our souls. Okay, so far we have identified what? Others, Gevuras, Kedushas Hashem, right? Bina, Tshuva, Slicha, right? But what we haven't mentioned yet and so on is what? Goal Yisrael, right? So now they say, why did they decide that to praise God, for redemption in the seventh bracha? So Omar Rama, so Rabbi said, "Matosha asilu nigur bashviz, nefichot kruva bashviz." He says, because we have a tradition that says that the geula, that the redemption, will come in the seventh year. In other words, in the year of Shemitah, right? And therefore, they decide to put into the seventh bracha. For Omar, but didn't some other authority say, "Bashishis, kolos"? He says, the sixth year is going to bring all kinds of rumors of war and things like that. And then, Bashvinis Milchamos, whereas in the seventh year there will actually be an outbreak of war, and then the Moitzei Shavis, but when the seventh year is finished, then Ben David Ba, right? Then the son of David will come. In other words, there's a different tradition that says, first we're going to see all kinds of tzoras, koilos, then we're going to see actual war between the Jews and the non-Jews, and the world will be engulfed in war, and then only after that will come the Mashiach, Ben David. Okay? So he says, so why did you say Shavuos, right? So he says, Milchama, the war that we said is going to happen in seventh, this is also the beginning of the Gula. In other words, a war will have to come first before the redemption can come. All right. Maybe this is what we're living through right now. Who knows? First of all, this past year was Shvius. The Intifada certainly gained strength during that time. Now, who knows what kind of Mishagas is going on, right? And who knows? So maybe the Rebbeinu Shalom will send the Mashiach after the world has made a mess of itself, right?
I read a very interesting book that superimposes the prophets of the last 50 years of history. It goes like year by year by year. And actually, everything was matching so accurately, like 1 hour in creation, like in the first 6 days, was corresponding to 40 and two-thirds of a year, so that even events that occur, they kind of map what happened in the 6 day of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the question is asked, you can start the seventh day or seventh millennia, like Shabbos earlier.
Yeah.
And how much earlier in terms of hours, so you can subtract from 6,000 years the first earliest point when Mashiach can arise.
Okay. All right, we'll learn a few more minutes. I didn't realize it's already 9 o'clock, so yeah. All right, so let's do just a little bit more, and then we'll continue with this when we get back again, okay? All right, now the next question is, okay, now why did they make the eighth bracha then the bracha for healing from illnesses, right? So Amar Rabbi Acha, said, Matosha nitno milo bashminis, shetzricha refuah. Inasmuch as when we have a bris, the bris has to be on the eighth day, and then the child has to be healed, you know, from it. So from this, we see the fichach, therefore, kvohu bashminis. That's the reason why they decided to make the eighth bracha the place where we pray for healing from bodily sickness. Amaro loma birkas hashonim b'chis, and why did they decide to recite, you know, the bracha, mevorech hashonim, you know, which speaks, you know, please God, you know, send us rain, send us fruits, send us prosperity, and make that the ninth bracha. So Omer Rabbi Alexandre, so he said, it's keneged mafkir she'orim. This is to daunt, so to speak, those people who automatically raise prices the minute that they smell that there is some kind of a shortage. Dichsiv, as it is written, and he takes a pasuk from Tehillim, Shavoz Ra Rosha, right? That the pasuk says, break, O Lord, the arm of the wicked, in other words, to remove their power from them, right? The David Ki Amora, and when King David said it, he said it Batshiis Amora. He said it in the ninth psalm. Now I have to tell you, if you'll take a look in the Tehillim, this is not in the ninth capital, but it's in what capital? In the tenth capital. Okay? So how do you justify this statement? The answer is that there is another tradition that says that originally in the book of Tehillim, Aleph and Beis, you know, the first two psalms are really one psalm. Okay? All right. Well, there is that tradition. I have my own opinion, but but there is that tradition. Okay.
So this, what they're saying is that David composed that on the ninth.
Yeah, and inasmuch as he said, you know, this idea, right, in the ninth psalm, according to them, then in that case, that's why in the ninth one we pray that there should be prosperity, there should be rainfall, so that the people who take advantage of shortages should be denied that advantage, because there'll be enough food to go around for everybody and the prices will be kept low. Okay. Amaro lomar kibitz golios, the achim birkas hashonim, and why did they put in the bracha, you know, that please God gather our exiles from the four corners of the earth, and we recite that bracha after the bracha for prosperity, you know, a year of prosperity. Dixiv, because we have a pasuk, it's in the prophet Yechezkel, who says, we are them, Hori Yisrael, you, O mountains of Israel, Anpachem Tetenu, give forth your branches, Ufrichem Tisu Le'ami Yisrael, bear your fruit, or give your fruit to my people Israel, ki kovru lamo, because they are coming soon back to the Holy Land. Okay? So, in other words, first what? It should be fruitful, and then after that, the people of Israel will come back to the land. So that's the reason why we have that order. The Kevishnans Kapsu Goluyos, and once the exiles have gathered together, then in that case, what happens? Nasadim Barashoyim. Then after that, the judgment of the wicked is going to take place. Shenemar, as it's written, and it's a pasuk again, Yishayovi Yoshiva Yodi Yolaich. God says, I will turn my hand unto you, Yetzrov Kabor Sigayich, right? And I will remove all the dross, as with, you know, the proper chemicals, the proper soap and so on, lye, whatever it may be that, you know, they needed in order to purify something. That's the judgment against the wicked, right? Uchsiv, And then the Pasuk says, Yoshiva Shoftaki Varishona. And then the Pasuk then continues and says, and I will restore your judges as they were at the beginning. That's the reason why we say what? Yoshiva Shoftaki Varishona, Yitzhak Patriot, etc. Okay. Alright. Then, the Kevin Shadasa Din Min Horishoyim, Kola Aposhim. And once the wicked will be judged, then in that case, all the sinners will come to an end, right? The Cholel Zedin Mohem, and that will also include those who commit sins deliberately. That's what Zedin means, Zodin, right? Shenemar, as it's written, and getting back, you know, to Tehillim, it says, Shvor Poshim V'chatoim Yachdom, break the wicked and the sinners, all of them together. The Kevin Shekolu HaPoshim, and then after, you know, the sinners come to an end and everybody becomes what? They become righteous, and in that case, Mr. Members, Karen Sadikim, then in that case, the power of the righteous will be exalted. Tifsiv, the Cholkane Rishoim Agadeya, to Ramamna comes Sadik. Pasuk in Tehillim says, and all the strength, literally, it says hordes, but it means like the power of the wicked, I will cut down, and may the power of the righteous be exalted. The cholel, and that also includes gerei hatzedek, im hatzadikim. This includes also people who have converted to Yiddishkeit, you know, out of sincere conviction, together with the righteous. Shenemar, as it is written, Mipnei Seva Tokum, Pasuk says, you shall rise in the presence of a hoary head, V'hodata B'nei Zokein, and show respect for the presence of the elderly, the Samech Lei, and then what is the next Pasuk says? It says, V'chiyogur Ger Itchem, and if there is a stranger who dwells together with you. So we see that, you know, the Gerim are included together with what? With the Tzaddikim. The Hechad Misra Memes Karnum, and where will the power of the righteous be exalted truly? It's Yerushalayim. Shenehemar, as it's written, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim Yishloyu Ahuvayach. You know, seek the welfare of Yerushalayim, seek the peace of literally Jerusalem, and may all who love you dwell in safety. The Chaven Shenivnes Yerushalayim, and once Yerushalayim is going to be rebuilt, then in that case, what? Bar David, David will come, in other words, Mashiach will come. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, and I'll go to the next page for just a moment. It's written, Acha Yeshua b'nei Yisrael. Subsequently, the children of Israel will return, Uvishwas HaRashem Lehehem, is David Malk, and they will seek the Lord their God and their King David. Right. Okay.
Amen.
All right. So we'll stop at this particular point. If Yirtzeh Hashem, we shall continue on the 14th of April. Okay. First of all, we shall identify tonight is the 17th of April in the year 2002, and tonight. Of course, this is the culmination of the Yom HaTzmaut, which actually began last night and was celebrated today, marking the 54th anniversary of the State of Israel. So, we should be in the Yom Kippur tonight.
I was there for the
24th.
I was there for the 21st, my first visit.
Oh,
to Israel.
Oh, yeah.
The 24th anniversary.
Yeah, no, I never saw Yom HaTzmaut over there.
You never saw it?
My kids did.
Yeah.
They were there in 1973. They were studying, and at that time, you know, this was before the 1973 Yom Kippur War.
Yeah, and I was there in 72.
Yeah, and
that
everything
was, first year
was
72.
Well, yeah.
It was the 24th year.
We made other trips before, but we weren't there for
the
this particular
thing. The most extraordinary
thing,
and of course they said it was different this year, was the having Yom HaShoah.
Right.
Yom HaZikaron.
I would like to bring us up to date right now upon the last thing that we heard on the tape. The Mishnah began by talking, as you recall, about not reciting the Megillah, not reading the Megillah in a topsy-turvy fashion. In other words, you have to start and go consistently, right? You start at the beginning, you have to go, and you know, okay. And then they mention some little things in that connection. But the point of discussion that they had was that the same rule that we had in the Mishnah would also apply to several other things. Example, Hallel. We learned, and then, you know, today here in our show, we cited Hallel. So, Hallel has to be recited exactly in the order in which it is. In other words, you start with Psalm 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, okay? So, you don't, you know, for example, let's say, do 116 and then come back to 113 or something like that. It has to be exactly in the sequential order, okay? And they gave a couple of other examples. We'll mention, yes, the important one that we're now discussing was tefillah. In other words, Shmona Esrei. That the Shmona Esrei too has to be recited in the order of the brachas, in which, you know, exactly the way we find it. Now, of course, here they're talking about the weekday Shmona Esrei, which originally consisted of 18, but it became 19 blessings, okay? Now, in order to understand what's going on over here, we really should bear in mind, you know, what does the weekday Shmona Esrei look like? So, the first bracha, if you remember, starts with what we call Odos. In other words, we praise God, the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and who is Morgan Abraham, okay? Then the next one we call Gevuros. We speak about God's mightiness, God's powers, as expressed in the fact that during the rainy season we add, you know, Mashiv Aruch, Ve'elah Goshem, and otherwise, but the major thrust of there is the fact that God has the power to create life and death, and in death he takes care of us too, okay? And he is Mechaye HaBeisim, in other words, God gives life unto the dead, and God will eventually bring us back unto life again. The third bracha we call Kedushas Hashem, or Kedusha, which of course represents holiness, okay? And then after that, the fourth bracha is the bracha which they call Bina, understanding. Or it ends with the words Baruchat Hashem, Chonen Ados. We praise God who favors human beings with knowledge, with understanding, okay? And then after that, the next thing is Teshuvah. What is Teshuvah? We say, we pray to God, you know, HaChazeinim is Teshuvah Shlemu Fanecha, right? Please enable us, you know, to return unto you with complete repentance, right? Hashem HaRotzeh is Teshuvah. We praise God who desires our turning back unto him. And then the next one is called Slicha. What is Slicha? Slicha, of course, means forgiveness of sin. We pray to God, Slach Lanu Avinu Kechatanu, right? Forgive us, you know, because we have sinned, and so on and so forth. All right, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chanun Amar V'Tesla, blessed be thou, O Lord, who is gracious and who is abundant in forgiveness. Okay? The next one is called Geula. What does Geula mean? Geula means, of course, redemption. We pray to God that he should redeem us, and he is Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Yisrael, blessed be our Lord, the Redeemer of Israel. Okay? And then, after that comes Rifa'enu. What is Rifa'enu? Of course, it means heal us, O Lord. And we pray for healing for all the sick of our people. And the Ruach Hashem, Rofi Cholevu Yisrael, blessed be our Lord, who heals the sick of my people Israel. Okay? And then the next one after that we call Birkas Hashanim, literally the blessing of the year, in which we pray that there should be prosperity, that in its proper season rain should fall and things like that. So I have to tell you, this was a very unusual Pesach. Normally, Pesach time, the rains have already stopped in Israel. This year, Seder night came out of Shul, the heavens opened up. thunder, lightning, it poured, and where Balaam is, it's on a steep incline, the street, and there's just a torrent of water just pouring down over there. I had to step into it, got myself wet, and so that's the only way, which you can, it was impossible to cross over there. So, and then during the week, we must have had 5-6 days of rain over there. Of course, Eretz Israel needs the rain, there's no question about it. Just if you're on vacation, you know, it makes it slightly damp.
We didn't pray Tom.
What?
Tal,
yeah, but Tal is due, really. It's not rain.
This is a heavy dew.
Right. Okay, and that one, and so this is Birkas HaShalom. So you know, we pray to God, Baruch Hashem, and Baruch HaShalom. Blessed be our Lord who blesses the years. Then what comes after that? We have Tekavish of Godol Chiruseinu. In other words, we pray for what we call Kibbutz Goliyos. In other words, the gathering together of the exiles there at Israel. And of course, Baruch Hashem, Mekabes Nitchayim Yisrael, right? Blessed be our Lord, who gathers all those who are dispersed by people of Israel. And then, after that, we pray, Hoshiva Shoteinu Koreshono, O God, give us judges even as we had in days of old, and we pray to God that we should have justice prevail. Okay? Baruch Ator Hashem, Melech Hoyhi Tzedakah Mishpat, blessed art thou, O Lord, who loves Tzedakah, in other words, righteousness, or whichever way you want to translate it, and Mishpat, and justice, okay? And then, following that, we have a prayer that we call Birkas Aminim, in which we pray to God that those people who cause us harm is by slandering our people, in other words, the wicked, right? So we pray that that their evil desires should be frustrated, right? Should be brought to naught. And
that prayer is at the end. At the end of Shmoneh Esrei, Shabbos.
Yeah.
Most people don't even say that, do they? That portion.
Well, this has nothing to do with what I'm talking
one,
about.
You know, the one about those who curse us, may they curse us.
Oh, okay, I see. I understand your connection right now. That's correct. I'll talk about that in a few moments, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so how does that bracha conclude? Shever oyevim, right? In other words, you literally break those who are the enemies of my people, mafdi azidim, and you subdue those who are wicked, okay? And then after that, we have a blessing that begins with Al Tzadikim, Al Chasidim, and so on. In other words, we pray that God's mercy should be extended to all who are pious and righteous, V'yal Gerei HaTzedek, and also to all those who, convert to Yiddishkeit in sincerity. So, that bracha was the last one that we discussed. And then right after that, it's followed by two blessings. One is Ushalayim, Iruch HaBracham Toshu, that we pray that God should once more cause His divine presence to return to Zion and His mercy. Baruch Ator Hashem, Bodhi Ushalayim, blessed be Thou, O Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem, or the builder of Jerusalem, right? And then it's followed by prayer that the descendant of David should come. In other words, that we should be favored with the coming of the Mashiach. As Semat Avod Altecho, and so on and so forth. And Baruch Ator Hashem, Atzmiach Keon Yeshua. We pray to God, that it should cause the horn of salvation. In other words, the power of salvation to be exalted. Okay. This is where we stopped last time.
I have one more question.
Yes.
Is there any connection between Geula,
yes,
redemption,
yeah,
and Golas, which is exile?
Not really.
But the
very fine contrast.
It's a wonderful contrast.
Yeah,
and I had
right.
an idea that maybe
yeah.
one stemmed from the other. There is,
because
there's an interesting connection where they have so many of the same letters.
Right. See, one is from the root Gibel Lamed Hay. That's the word that means to go into exile.
Yeah.
And the other root is Gimel Aleph Lamed, which means, right, and that means to redeem Christ. Pardon me? Yeah, well, this is what this is what the Sylvia asked.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But from the point of view of the roots, I would say that there is no connection.
No.
Right.
But,
an interesting thought, nevertheless. Yeah. Okay.
I've got a question. When was that, excuse me, when was that 19th blessing added? Because actually, Shmuel Esrei means not 18.
Correct. The answer is, according to Gemara and Brachas, it was Birkas Habinim. It was the Bracha against those who were slandering our people and causing us all kinds of sorrows. That was not part of the original Shmuel Esrei, according to the Gemara. Of the Lamal Shinim was added roughly about the 2nd century. Okay? Long before the Middle Ages.
Wow.
Long before.
Wow,
right. Because you have to remember, Jews were having sorrows with the Roman authorities too, you see. Yeah. I mean, don't forget, that the Jews, first of all, had to fight for their independence. First they were successful, but then, of course, they were crushed by Rome. But nevertheless, they still carried on the fight, because a few years afterwards they had the revolution under Bar Kokhba, and then the Roman government put all kinds of restrictions, and they martyred many of the important rabbis, teachers, and so they hoped to crush Yiddishkeit this way, right? And so there were people, you know, who would slander Yiddishkeit, the Jews, to the Roman authorities.
There were
Jews, and then also included obviously doesn't say so specifically, but nevertheless it's also understood that probably some of them were also directed against those Jews who became Christians, and they worked against their fellow Jews. So that's when they added it. Okay. But as you can see, it goes back, it's almost 1900 years at least, that Brocha has been published with Esra as well. Okay. So I say, that's how the Gemara of Brocha portrays it. Okay. All right. What we've had, what you heard when I played back a little bit, is what we had on the previous page, and which continues now on the top of Yudches Omer Aleph. Namely, they are taking these Brochas of the Shmona Esrei, and they're finding verses in the Bible in order to show that there's a reason for the order in which these come. Maybe we'll go back just a little bit, because I'd like to do it as a unit, and after 3 weeks we're liable to forget what's going on. So we'll go back to the previous page, which would be Yud Zayin Omid Beis. Good sign on the dollar. Well, I got a lot of base also. Let's see what we have over there. This is your chess. I thought I had your sign somewhere. All right, I'll do it orally very quickly. Okay. Those of you who have the Gemara can follow with me. And then we'll continue. All right, so Yud Zayin Omid Beis. What we're talking about over here is... okay. It's roughly, it starts, I would say, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, about close to 20 lines from the top of the page, okay? Begins with the words of Tanya. Okay? Gemara starts, Tefillah Menorah. How do we know that when it comes to Shmona Esrei that we should not read it in a topsy-turvy fashion, right? This is the question that we started with. So it says, the Tanya, we've learned, Shimon Apakuli, his dear Shmona Esrei, Baruchas, the Rabbi Abliyo, Al HaSeder B'Yat. All right, so they say that a scholar by the name of Shimon Apakuli is the one who arranged the Shmona Esrei, right, in the presence of Rabbi Abliyo, and he put it in its proper order, and it was in Yavda. Yavda was, of course, the place where it became the outstanding yeshiva after the destruction of the temple, and this was where Rabbi Gamliel, and prior to him, pardon me, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right. That you know they were able to rebuild Israel. So at any rate, he then is given the credit for it. Another Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "The Amil of Masnisa, those who say that we learned in a Beraisa, in a teaching which says, Me'aviyasim Skenim, that there were 120 elders, meaning you know scholars, elders." Uvahem kam Nevi'im, and among them there are also many prophets, Tiklushman Esra Brachas HaLaseder, that they were the ones. Now, we're talking in this particular case that the Shmon Esra, in other words, by tradition, was composed or put together by the members of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. That's what he means by the 120. Why do we have 120 members on the Knesset today? Because in this respect, you know, they are emulating, you know, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, which also consists of 120 Zekanim. Okay, so obviously there is already a problem, but they don't resolve the problem at this point. Problem is, was it the members of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah? And that would be back, in other words, 2,500 years ago, who arranged the Shmona Esra in the order? Or was it Shimon HaPakuli in the presence of Rabbi Gamliel, which would be only about 1,900 years ago? You understand? In other words, who is right? Well, here they don't answer, but later on the following page they will answer, they'll try to resolve that problem too. All right. Yes.
First Shmona Esra was introduced by Ezra, right?
Yeah, well, Ezra is a member of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, right? Yeah. He knows, yes. So they go at this particular point in order to show why there is a definite order to the Shmona Esra, all right? Tana Rabbanan, our sages taught, Minayin Shomim Ovos, how do we know that we begin Shmona Esra with Ovos? He says, Shenema Hova L'Shem B'nai Eilim. Praise God, ye who are the children of the mighty. Now, in other words, who are the mighty people? They are the ancestors of our people, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, okay? Uminayin Shomim Gevuros, and how do we know that then we have to say Gevuros? You know, speaking about God's power. Shenema Hova L'Shem Kavod Oz. Praise God for his glory and his might. So you see, so there's a reference over there. Umanayin Shemim Kedushos, and how do we know that we say, you know, the bracha of God's holiness? Shenema, Hovel Hashem, Kavod Shemo, right? Praise God, giving glory to his name. Ishtachu Hashem, Bahadras Kodesh. Bow down unto the Lord in the beauty of holiness. So we see the word Kodesh over there. So you see that from the Psalm and Psalm. Remember, when did we say this? When we returned the Torah to the Ark, right? So this is one of the occasions in which we say Kodesh HaBadayet, okay? So you see how they take these verses and, you know, they make it a basis. Incidentally, I might add that on that basis, it is customary that when we say this Psalm also Friday night, prior to the Chododi, and what do? We rise, because it's sort of a reminder of the fact that it contains some of the ideas of the Shmona Esra embedded. Okay? Amaru Lamar Bina Achakadusha, and for what reason did they make the bracha of praising God for understanding after Kedusha? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, the Ikdishu es Kedosh Yaakov, that they will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, Yisrael Yisrael Yaritzu, and praise the God of Israel. With some clay, and then it's followed by a pasuk which says, the Yodu Tolei Ruach Bina, and those who are astray in their minds will achieve understanding. Alright, so now we see that after Kedusha comes Bina. Omaru Lema Tshuva, and why did they and decide to make the bracha for teshuva, for repentance, after understanding, his heart will understand and he will return unto God and he will be healed. So they say, well, if that's the case, labor for Batsua, since it says Teshuva and then Rafua, so why don't we say Rafua, in other words, Rofi Chuli Yisrael, immediately after the bracha for, Harazim and Teshuva. So he says, no. The reason it says, Lo Salkadate, don't imagine that that's what it is, because Nirsiv, it is written, V'yoshovel Adashem Yachem Mehu, that he will return unto God, God will have mercy upon him, and unto our God, because he is abundant in forgiveness, and therefore what should follow, therefore teshuva should come slicha. Okay, now okay, you like this pasuk, I have another pasuk that we could rely upon. Smokaha. Ksav, because of Korach, we know there's another pasuk that says what? It says, Hasoleach l'chol avodaychi, God forgives all your sins, or Rofei l'chol tachluaychi, and he heals all your illnesses. Hagoel mishachas chayaychi, and he also redeems your life from the grave. So, if that's the case, we say, L'meimro de gevula refuah basos lichohi. So we to say then what? That Geula, go to Yisrael, and then Refuah should come after Slicha. So the Hawks here, but it's written with Shofar Ofalo, that, if he does Teshuvah, he will be healed. So the answer then is, Ahu lav Refuah the Tachluyim he. So there we're not talking about physical healing. But we're talking about the fact that if you repent your sins, that you're going to find healing, for your soul. Okay. But we're not talking about physical, we're talking about spiritual healing. So that's why we have it in the order over there. Okay. And why did they decide that the seventh bracha should be redemption? So, so Rava says, there is a tradition that tells us that the people of Israel will be redeemed on the seventh. Seventh meaning, in this case, the seventh year. Okay? So the Fichok Bohu Beshwiz, therefore, they decided to make it in the seventh bracha. But then we have another teaching that says, Beshishis Kolos, in the sixth year, we're going to hear all kinds of thunder and lightning. Bishviyis Milchomos, the seventh year will be a year in which wars will be going on among the nations, and then what will happen? Mavatoi Shviyis, and then at the conclusion of the seventh year, Ben David Ba, right? Pardon me? Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Mashiach would come, right, yes.
So. Seventh year was last year.
Yeah, right.
So I was trying to figure that one out.
Correct, all right. So it says now, Milchoma, Nami, Ascalti de Gulahi. Because if we say that the Gula is the seventh because of the seventh year, but somebody comes up and he says it's first going to be at the conclusion after the seventh year, so how do we get around that? So the answer is that the wars are going to precede the redemption, and therefore they are like the Aschalta, the beginning of Geula, and that's why Geula is the seventh. Okay. So why did they decide to have the blessing for healing from illness on the eighth bracha? So one of the reasons is because when does circumcision take place? It takes place on the eighth day, right? Shetzvicha refua, the child who has this, who is circumcised, requires healing. So the fichok fohu b'shminis. That's why they made it the eighth bracha. Amaru lobar birkas hashonim b'chiyus, and why the blessing that we should have a good year. And the ninth bracha, so the Rabbi Alexander, he says this is in order to thwart those who artificially raise prices in order to take advantage of shortages. And that's why we pray that we should have no shortages of food, okay? Dichsiv, as we have a pasuk which says, Shavar Zeroa Rosh, break, literally, the arm, it means over here the power of the wicked, okay? The David Yamoron, when David said this, it was the tree Samoron. He said it in the ninth psalm. Actually, it's part of Psalm 10, not Psalm 9. But there is a tradition that says that the first two psalms were originally one psalm, and then after that they were split. Okay. Amaru Labar Kibbutz Golius, and why? What was the reason that he decided to recite the bracha for the ingathering of the exiles, the Acha Birchas Hashanim, after the blessing for the prosperity in years? So the answer is, we have a pasuk which says, V'atem Hori Yisrael, and ye, O mountains of Israel, Anpechem Titenu, bring forth your branches of trees, Ufir Yechem Tiso, and give your fruit, bring forth fruit, Li'ama Yisrael, to my people Israel, Ki Korvu Lavo, because they are shortly coming back again. So in other words, after prosperity, what comes next? Gathering of the exiles. The Kevish and Eskapsu Goliyos Taseb Din Moshayim. And once the exiles have come together, then judgment can be passed upon the wicked. Shenemar, as it's written, Yoshiva Yodi Olayach Yitzov Kapor Sigoyach. God says, I will turn my hand unto you and I will purify you from your dross. Even a jeweler does, right? Uchsiv, and then right after the pasuk says, Yeshiva Shoftarik Boreshona, and I will restore, I will give once again judges unto you, even as judges in days of old. The Kevin Shanasad Din Min Harashoyim Kol Haposhim. And once judgment is passed upon the wicked, then wickedness will cease, right? And the curl is Zedim in Moheb, and the wicked will cease together with them. Shenemar v'sherek poishim chatoim yachdo, that the downfall of the wicked and the sinners will occur. And then the kevin shekolu apoishim v'somem iskevin sadikim, and once the power of the wicked is destroyed or comes to an end, then the power of the righteous will ascend, will be exalted. Yesir v'chol karni rishoyim agadeya, that God says, I will break the power of the wicked, tis v'mamnet karni tzadik, and let the power of the righteous be exalted. V'chol el geire hatzirik, and not only that, but this bracha also includes the proselytes, as we said, those who accept Yiddishkeit, so they are included im hatzadikim, together with the righteous. In Emar, as it's written, bipnei sevatokum hodatum nezokim, you shall arise before the hoary head and show reverence to the elder, the Samachlei, and then right after that the Pasuk says, V'yogur itchem ger, and if a stranger, resides in your midst, and so on. So we see, again, the sequence. V'heichom tis misromemes karnom, and where is all this going to be exalted? The answer is B'Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, Shenema shanu shalom Yerushalayim, seek the welfare of Jerusalem, Yishlo Yehavoyach, may all those who love the O Zion find peace. The Kevan Shenivde Yerushalayim Bodovid, and then, as I said, when Jerusalem will be rebuilt, then King David will come, in other words, the Mashiach will come. Now we're on Yud Ches Amid Aleph. Acha Yeshu B'nai Yisrael, we have a pasuk which says, afterwards the children of Israel will return, and they will seek the Lord their God, yes, David Malkam, and they will also seek their king, David. Okay? Now, the Kevan Shabbat David, and once David comes, in other words, once the Mashiach comes, and in that case, was tefillah, then in that case, prayer will also be fulfilled. Shenemar, as it is written, Vahavi Yosim al Har Kochi, God says, I will bring them unto my holy mountain, the Simachtim Meves Tefilasi, and I will cause them to rejoice in my house of prayer. The Kevin Shabbos Tefilah was Avodah. And once prayer is reestablished in the Beis HaMikdosh, then so will also the divine worship be established over there. Shenemar, Oloseihem, Mizivkehem, Lerotzol Mizbechi. The continuation of Pasuk that says that their burnt offerings and their festive offerings will be accepted willingly upon my altar with favor. The Kevin Shabbos Avodah. And once we have the service of the Beis HaMikdash restored with the sacrifices, the Bos Todah, then one of the things that's going to be there will be the Thanksgiving sacrifice, the Todah. And of course that stands for, in general, what? The feeling of thankfulness that we should have to God for the good things that we enjoy in life. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Zoveach Todah Yechabdonani, that he who sacrifices a thanksgiving offering, he shows me honor. And then Maro Lomar Birkas Kohanim Achar Hodah, and for what reason do we have the blessing of the Kohanim after Hodah, after, in other words, Modim, after we conclude the blessing of thanksgiving? Dirsiv, as we find the Pasuk, it says, Vayisa Aharon es Yodov el Ha'om Vayamorachem. Aaron raised his hands to the people and he gave them their blessing. Vayered, and then he went down, Meyasos Hachatos Vayilor Vahashlomi. And he went down after having performed the Chatos, that's the sin offering, and the Erlon, the burnt offering, and the Shlomim, and the peace offerings. So, just want to add that in Eretz Yisrael, the custom incidentally is that the Kohanim duchen every single morning. Okay? So if you're a Kohen, you go to Eretz Yisrael, you got to perform the duchen every day. Okay? Unlike us, you know, where we do it only on the major intake. Okay? Now, the Pasuk might suggest that, you know, first, he performed these sacrifices, right, and then he blessed the people, right? This is what they say right now. Emor kodem avoda. So let us say that the brachas that, you know, where Aaron the high priest blessed the people by saying, Yivarecho Had Hashem Yishvarecho, right? This was Kodem Aveda, this was before he actually performed the sacrifice. So he says, Lo Sakodate. No, it cannot be so. Dirsiv, because it's written by Yerid Be'asos. He went down after having performed the Chatos, etc., etc. So therefore, Mi Kisiv La'asos, it doesn't say that he did it before he performed the sacrifices, but says Ma'asos, which would mean after having performed the sacrifice. So that therefore, what? Ma'asos Ksiv. So, in other words, what is it showing? It's showing that in the order, what comes first? We have Avodah, in other words, we pray to God, you know, we would say Ad Hashem Elokeinu Malkeinu Yisrael L'Tzolom, right? And we pray to God that He should restore the divine worship to the Beis HaMikdosh. Then after that, since part of the sacrifices is Todah, thank you, right? So, therefore, this gives us the idea that we have to thank God, right? Modim Anachtulah. And then we have the Birkas Kohanim. Whereas from the Pasuk, we might have thought that first, where should we have the Birkas Kohanim? Before the Avodah, right? So they say, no, you're not reading the Pasuk correctly, if that's what you're saying. Let us say Achar HaAveda. Alright, so now another suggestion. Maybe we should say Birkas Kohanim after Ritzei, but what? Before Modim? right? He says, somebody says maybe that's what it should be, so he says, no, Sakhobotek, no. That idea also you have to reject. Why? Because the Chassidim Zodeach Todo, right, says he sacrifices thanksgiving. So what comes first, right? First comes Zodeach, sacrifice of Zavoda, right, and then comes Todo. So that should be the other. Then he says, my Chosi to Samcha Hai. Look, you're having problems with this pasuk. Why do we rely upon that? Smocha Hai. Take another pasuk that you can use as a proof, namely, Mistagra Avoda Vada Chada Milsahi. It stands to reason that what? That Avoda and Hoda, in other words, the sacrifice and the thanksgiving, that it should be one idea. Okay. And then the last question is, and why did they decide to say Sim Shalom? Grant us peace, Acha Birkas Kohanim, after the blessing of the Kohanim. Dirsiv, it's written, Visomo Eshemi Abnei Yisrael, Vani Avorche. God says, when they pronounce my name on the people of Israel, meaning the Kohanim, then I will bless them, I will bless you. And what is the Bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shalom. What is God's great blessing unto us? The answer is, it is peace. Shenemar, Adeshem Yivorech Esamo Vashalom. Right? That God will bless his people with peace. Alright, now we get back to the original question that was, I pointed out earlier this evening, that in one case they say that it was the Anshei Knesset HaGdola who formulated the Shmona Esra, and in the other case they said it was Shimon HaPakoli. So they say, V'chim Ha'acha, the Me'er V'Yesem Skedim. And inasmuch as it said that 120 sages, Umehem, including among them, Kamu Nevi'im, right, several prophets as well, Tiknu Tefillah HaSeder, they were the ones who ordained how the order of saying the brachas of the Shmona Esra. So Shimon HaPakuli, my history, so what did Shimon HaPakuli do? Why does it say that he arranged it? So the answer that they give is, Shechochem, as time went on, people forgot what should be the right order. That is, from the time that they were originally ordained in, by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, so as time went on, people forgot what was the right order of doing.
So he put it together.
So he put it together. So the and so he again rearranged it. Right.
The Talmud serves as a final sort of reminder of written text, so that there would be any confusion thereafter.
Right.
So
okay.
The question that I have has to do with this whole discussion.
Yeah.
If it already, it had been organized originally by the Anshei Gedolah.
Yeah.
And then this rabbi came along and...
Shimon HaPakuli, okay.
Yeah.
In the presence of Rabbi Gamliel, right, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
At that time, they re-edited, so to speak. They made sure that it was put down
the
in
people
some
would
way,
know the right order,
the
which
right
is
order.
Correct.
So this whole discussion about is that their attempt to understand why, not to rearrange it, but they want to know why.
They
the
want
order,
to know why exactly,
they,
what, is
why,
the, what is the reason why.
What's the rationale for the order that they did.
Exactly.
So this whole discussion
exactly.
has nothing to do with what's right, what's wrong, or anything like that. You know, why wasn't it the third? They are finding rationale in each case for the position of each.
Yeah, person. That's absolutely
that's
right.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's what
and that
doing.
Goes back again to what did we say? What did the Mishnah said? The Mishnah said that just as you should not read the Megillah in a topsy-turvy fashion, right? So the same thing, you should not also recite the Shemot Esra in a topsy-turvy fashion.
They're going through all of this discussion
to clarify
that this is the way it is, but why is it that their minds are so active that they have to...
Right. And don't forget, I mean, also there's always the association, you know.
Yeah.
You get off, you get started on an idea, and immediately you see other ramifications and so on. Okay. Sylvia, I just want to get back to a question that you asked a long time ago. What we recite, Elokai Netzor, this is the private prayer that originally, Gemara Brachas, I mean, we learned that one of the great rabbis would use this as his daily prayer after he finished saying Shemone Esrei. Okay? Guard my tongue from evil, and so on and so forth,
like
right?
Like so lowly before.
Exactly. Okay, right. Now.
Nullify the curses.
Right,
the,
yeah. Okay. Absolutely right. So that is an additional private prayer that has become established that we normally say it as part of our private prayer as well. Originally it was one person's, but then we liked it so much that we say it too. Okay.
My father introduced me to that.
Yeah, I have a tape. First of all, tonight is what, the 24th of 24th. April, right, in the year 2002. We are continuing from where we left off last week on the Daf Yud Ches in Maseches Megillah. And last week we were talking about the Shemona Esrei. We concluded with the idea that, first of all, what is the ultimate blessing of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It is Shalom. This is why the Bracha ends with HaMarechas HaMoyeshev HaShalom. This is the blessing of peace, just as the Birkas Kohanim also ends on the idea of Shalom. Great gift to Rabbeinu Shalom. Okay. We are right now... Okay, so we always talk about Shalom. Okay.
Did you say
Yud Ches? We're on Yud Ches, right, Omid Aleph. If you take a look at the inner margin over here, you see it says the little letters Tilim. That's the reference.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So,